The fire started early Saturday morning. Hot temperatures and gusty winds quickly fanned the flames. As the evacuation orders continued on Sunday, Governor John Hickenlooper tried to comfort those displaced from their homes, noting that one-third of the country's heavy fire equipment is being used to fight the High Park fire.
I don't even know what to say. Our hearts are with everyone who's sitting there. I can't imagine something more difficult than watching and just waiting.
And that's exactly what many evacuees did yesterday at Cash-Lapooter Middle School in LaPorte, an evacuation center. Media wasn't allowed inside resident briefings, but attendees said there were more questions than answers.
They can't pinpoint whose structure has been lost and whose hasn't, unfortunately. So everybody's on a hurry up and wait kind of basis.
Bridget Phillips left her family's property late Saturday night near Young's Gulch after spending hours doing fire mitigation work around the property. But Cindy Ceccanelli, who owns a cabin on Old Flowers Road, didn't have the luxury of time. She says her husband, Wade, tried to grab as many personal items from their weekend home as he could, but the fire's rapid spread forced him to leave.
They barely let him in. He said he was trying to load a couple things when the fire just roared up behind him, and he said it was louder than anything he's ever heard in his life, and he dropped the trailer and just left.
He did have time to shoot a video as he raced down the dirt road in his pickup, though. The shaky YouTube video shows a thick haze and broad daylight. In the distance are bright red flames surrounded by black smoke. Other haunting images came from evacuees like Colorado State University professor John Calderazzo, who studied volcanoes.
You just see this glow in the sky, and it looked like looking into the crater of a volcano from a distance when it's erupting. And then it would disappear completely with the smoke. And then you'd see a whole hillside burning. And we never thought it would get that close to us.
Calderazzo lives in the small town of Bellevue near the mouth of the Poudre Canyon. Many evacuees, including Troy Fine, who lives in Soldier Canyon, said that hundreds of firefighters on the job were polite and responsive.
They called every phone that we had, our cell phones, our landline home phone. So, they were just trying to do the best that they could, and then they actually sent people door to door to make sure that people were out.
Those crews are expected to grow in the coming days as the struggle to contain the wildfire continues. I'm Grace Hood.
And I'm Nathan Heffel at the large animal evacuation area at the ranch in Loveland. Before Jesus Garcia and Robin Trask got the call to evacuate, they packed up a few personal belongings just in case. But what was most important to them was their many farm animals.
The stuff up at the house is just stuff. You know, we got our animals out. They can't be replaced. And there's no sense in them suffering either, you know. So we got the animals, we got the kids, and I think I got my photo albums. That's really all we got. Everything else is replaceable. And, you know, we have neighbors who lost their homes last year in the Crystal Fire, and they just finished rebuilding, so their homes are threatened. So
again,
it's, people are in a lot worse shape than we are.
Jesus says they thought their farm was in the clear Saturday afternoon as the blaze appeared to be moving away. However, at 3 o'clock Sunday morning, things were very different.
What woke us up with the smoke getting into the house. Because it was a hot night, we had the fans blowing the air into the house, and it was fog, but it wasn't fog. It was actually smoke coming down.
The smoke was so thick you couldn't see the moon last night.
Jesus and Robin's evacuated animals are just a few of the over 200 currently being sheltered at the Larimer County Large Animal Evacuation Center at the Budweiser Event Center. Denise Haynes and her 140 alpacas also fled the blaze. However, in a rush to evacuate, she wasn't able to take the animals' recently shorn wool.
Yeah, it's up at the ranch, which is like our annual harvest, so we lose the garage, we lose thousands of dollars in product,
Christian Fell is with the Larimer County Sheriff's Posse. He says there are many volunteers that are standing by to take care of the evacuated animals.
We've all come in, volunteered our time to get in here and assist in feeding, assist in taking care of, going to pick up the animals, getting them out of danger, and you just got to give your time and keep fighting.
Fell says they're ready to assist in evacuating as many animals as they can, as long as there's a need. I'm Nathan Heffel.